Before we get to our segment, here is a special announcement for all our Sports Cubicle and Sports from the Couch colleagues and friends. I'm writing a book. It is Lucha Dog. We have started the Kickstarter. Check us out at Kickstarter.com. Lucha Dog, it has been a passion project of mine. It's something I've been working on for a little over a year and a half, and it's something for the family. It's something for kids. It's something for adults, and it's also something to really showcase what I'm proud of, and that's heritage, community, and opening ourselves up to others, and it's something that I think you all will get a kick out of. So check us out. We're on Twitter at Lucha Dog Book, on Facebook at Lucha Dog, and Instagram, Lucha Dog Book, and at Kickstarter, Lucha Dog. So this is an interesting topic I wanted to get into, especially after the Denver Nuggets finished off their sweep of the LA Lakers going to their first NBA Finals, and really the story of Game 4 beyond Denver advancing and eliminating LeBron and AD was LeBron and that heroic first half that he had, and kind of the downfall, the real showing of the 38-year-old legend. And it got me thinking, why does everybody hate LeBron James? Why is there so much hate for LeBron James, even in 2023? We're here on the Sports Cubicle. It's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado. And, you know, really fast, this is from StatMuse. LeBron James has played 20 seasons for the Cavaliers, Lakers, and Heat. He has averaged 27.2 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 7.3 assists in 1,421 regular season games. He was selected to play in 18 All-Star games. He has won the Rookie of the Year Award, four-time MVP Award, four Finals MVP Awards, and four NBA Championships. And that's not counting how many times he's been to conference finals in the East and the West. And obviously, I think for me, one of the big things, never having an issue off the court. Never being somebody who's you're seen getting arrested at 2 in the morning, getting accused of sexual assault or domestic violence. A guy who's charitable. A guy who represents his city, has tried to raise his city, helped Cleveland's economy. On top of being one of the greatest players of all time. I like LeBron James. I think LeBron James is one of the best humans we have seen play in the NBA, and that's saying a lot with so many great athletes and superstars and legends that have played in the association. But there is a fact that people just don't like the dude. And I couldn't wrap my finger around it beyond the idea of, you know, behind the curtain, right? You guys know me, 33 years old, diehard Chicago sports fan. So he broke my heart and angered me like no other when the decision happened. When he went to Miami, Chris Bosh followed him with, and they made me a sad old boy. Dwayne Wade's Chicago zone was another one conspiring against our Bulls. But nonetheless, we grow up, an awesome conference finals between the Bulls and the Heat. The Heat win, the Heat lose to the Mavericks, go on to win a couple of their own, go on to lose a couple of their own. That decision in itself solidify LeBron's place in history as well. And I think that's something that LeBron haters haven't really been able to cope themselves. That he lost. If you're an MJ guy, if you're a Magic guy, if you're a Bird guy, if you're a Kobe guy, doesn't matter. The minute LeBron went to Miami and lost in the finals, that was it for the conversation of where he's going to be the greatest ever. I think it's not even an argument to say he is the most talented player we have ever seen play in the NBA. I don't think that's even hyperbole. Does that mean he's the greatest winner? No. Does that mean that he's the greatest decision maker when it comes to building rosters? No. But that does start getting encompassing of why people don't like him. The main reasons I think people don't like LeBron James. One, they think he's phony. They think a lot of it is an act. They think he tries to portray characters, whether it's heel LeBron in Miami or the happy-go-lucky LeBron in Cleveland just happy to be back home or superstar Hollywood LeBron. People don't buy the personas. I think also people think LeBron is a little full of himself. There is something about calling yourself the king. There is something about all the celebration and all the handshakes and all the pomp and circumstance. And I also believe people are a little jealous that the man is kind of the American dream. He is the character in the movie where he's got it all. On top of being the American dream of picking himself up from the bootstraps, right? Making his own enterprise, making his own money, and impacting his community. But I believe those are the reasons why people don't like LeBron James. I think there is something to the idea of thinking that he's not quote unquote tough. I believe people think that if push came to shove, they would be able to have their way with LeBron James in a blood sport death match street fight. I honestly believe that. I think LeBron doesn't have the same mystique that Michael has. Not talking about the fact that he is a freak specimen, an alien. We are not the same species as LeBron. But it is so fascinating to me. I think those are some of the huge reasons that people don't like LeBron James. I think it has nothing to do with clutch moments or wins and losses, how many titles. It's a lot of stuff that's just surrounding him. And the biggest culprit of it, ESPN. LeBron James came up when the ESPN 24/7 news cycle hit its peak. Think about it, from 2002 on, we saw LeBron James 24/7. It wasn't like that for Michael. It wasn't like that for Bird. It wasn't like that for Barkley. It wasn't like that for Shaq in the beginning of his career. It wasn't like that for any of the legends of the sport pre that time. We saw LeBron forever. I mean, you think you're sick of watching your politicians? They've been doing that in sports for the last 20 years already. I think it's just overexposure of LeBron. And success brings that. On top of the Michael comparison, it is inevitable. You wear 23. You're arguably the chosen one, right? Like, you're the best player in the league. And then you make Space Jam 2. Like, there is a lot of things that are his own fault. But the idea that there's so much vitriol towards him for the reasons people hate him. And then when you start breaking it down, why do you hate LeBron James? Well, if you hate him because of the decision and what happened in Miami, well, you hate him because he was a free agent and he left in his own volition and you had your heart broken like me and Chicago and many other teams because he didn't choose you. Or because he's a little corny. And some of the, everything is tough. Every picture is tough. Everything is extravagant. Or that you think he's soft on the court when the guy has been playing for 20 years. Stats that we've never seen before. Again, I'm not saying you can't feel that way. But when you think about how harmless that is and the greatness that he is playing, win or loss. And like for me, I think a lot of people enjoy watching him lose. You should. There is something to watching the greatest not always win. Not always getting what they want. Watching them through adversity. Watching how they will respond. How does this story unfold? But it's so harmless. And yet, people just, with every being in their body, hate LeBron. I don't necessarily love LeBron. I love the player. It's unbelievable. The guy that we've seen on the court and off the court. But I always tell you this. Make sure you're appreciating it. Because it is coming to an end. As much as we think he is an alien, he's still a human. It is coming to an end. So make sure you're appreciating it because things get cut short. And sometimes we're clouded by that. So many Michael Jordan fans now retroactively talk about how much they love Kobe. When Kobe was playing, they made sure to let you know how much better Michael was. How Kobe can never lace his shoes. Yet here we are. But that is why I think people don't like LeBron James. Let me just know your thoughts. What do you think? Why is it the reason why LeBron gets so much hate? I'm on Twitter at MikeMMedia. Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. Make sure you check us out on YouTube at The Sports Cubicle if you want to see the video version of this show. And you can find us everywhere else in the universe. Just search us at Sports From The Couch. Also, guys, I'm writing a book. It is Lucha Dog. We have started the Kickstarter. Check us out at Kickstarter.com. Lucha Dog, it has been a passion project of mine. It's something I've been working on for a little over a year and a half, and it's something for the family, it's something for kids, it's something for adults, and it's also something to really showcase what I'm proud of, and that's heritage, community, and opening ourselves up to others, and it's something that I think you all will get a kick out of. So check us out. We're on Twitter at Lucha Dog Book, on Facebook at Lucha Dog, and Instagram Lucha Dog Book, and at Kickstarter Lucha Dog. Thank you guys so much for all the support. For the marvelous one, Dan Marver, for Devin Tingle, for Paul Shivari, I'm Mike Mercado.